He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the July the 8th live broadcast of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know what? We're getting some not-so-nice action in the market here. Definitely something that needs to be watched very, very closely. I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend about how a lot of times when markets cross major milestones like we saw with the Dow on 17,000, sometimes they'll do a retreat. And of course, we have to look at whether that retreat is something serious or something temporary. And I would say that so far, the retreat that we've seen so far this week as we get ready for earnings season, it's been on very light volume, which tends to magnify the moves. We're still just a few days away from hitting new all-time highs. So, but definitely time to wake up and watch the action, especially in the individual stocks here as we go forward. As we start the day today, the Dow is down 117 points. And while that sounds like a lot of points, on a percentage basis, that's 0.68%. And we're pretty spoiled in the market. We have not had any 0.68% down days. Not too many in the last couple of years, but so far this is one of those. The S&P, and by the way, we're below 17,000. We're at 16,906. The S&P is down 12. That's 0.6%. We're at 1965. The NASDAQ's down a whopping 1% at 4405. And, of course, bonds are rallying today a little bit. We're at 2.56. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And as we prepare for earnings season, which starts with a trickle and then eventually turns into a tsunami, it's a very important time to be watching our individual stocks. In fact, I put next to the stocks that I own the date of when they will be reporting earnings so that I can keep a keen eye out for the earnings that come in on that day. You know, we have a lot of opening days during the year. There's always opening day of baseball season, which I always look forward to in that April-May time period. And here in San Diego, one of the biggest opening days is the opening day of Del Mar horse racing season, which is always a big event where all the women get dressed up and wear their fancy hats. And, of course, Charger fans are looking ahead and football fans are looking ahead. Not too long until we get, the exhibition starting, the exhibition games in football. We get to start to take a look at the rookies that we drafted and some of the second and third string guys that are vying for a starting job. But for investors, we have four opening days of earnings season because publicly traded companies on a quarterly basis report their earnings. In a nutshell, it's their income statement. If you studied income statements in Econ 101 or in accounting is probably where you really come into close contact with income statements. An income statement will show how much came in to the business. Doesn't matter what kind of business it is. Whether it's Alcoa, which makes pop tops that blew out Jimmy Buffett's flip-flop while he was walking on the beach. Whether it's a dry cleaners, whether it's a donut shop, or whether it's a large technology company that provides semiconductors to smartphone makers all over the world, they have something in common. They report how much came through the cash register. How much in the way of sales that they rang up. And of course, when publicly traded companies report their sales, those sales are compared with the same comparable quarter last year. That way we can get a real good look at whether the company is growing, whether the company is staying about the same, or whether the company is shrinking. And if you're a growth investor like myself looking to grow clients' portfolios, I obviously have a keen eye out for growth. Not only will the sales of the company be compared with the same comparable quarter of last year, but those sales will also be compared with the analyst expectations. Some companies have just a few analysts following them and putting out predictions and estimates on what they think the company will do in sales and what they think the company will do in earnings, which we'll talk about here in a moment. Other companies have an army of analysts that follow them around. Take Apple, for instance, or Intel. There's probably 40 or 50 different analysts that have their own models on what Apple's sales will look like this quarter. And when Apple reports those sales, they'll be compared with not only the same quarter of last year, but they'll also be compared with what the analyst expectations were. And if a company far out exceeds by a long ways the analyst expectations, many times you'll see that company bolt higher when earnings are announced. That's the good part of owning companies during earnings season. Is it's really nice when a company gets a big jolt to the upside. We saw that in Greenbrier recently when they reported earnings that were 29 cents better than the street expected, and the company bolted to the upside. Conversely, if companies disappoint, you can get a big drop in the stock, a negative reaction to the earnings. That's the bad side of owning stocks during earnings season. So does it make sense to sell your portfolio four times a year as earnings season approaches? You know what? I don't see much usefulness to doing that. I suppose if you're a day trader, I don't know. You know, it goes both ways. Sometimes you're going to get a big pop, which is what you're looking for as a day trader. And other times you're going to be disappointed and take a big loss when they report earnings. And other times they'll report earnings and they'll be right in line and the company will have very little reaction. Now, what I like to watch is the days leading up to earnings season. I don't know. Somehow it seems like people know and on the know, and you can watch the way that the stock is trading in the days leading up to earnings season. That's not always a 100% clue, is it? But a lot of times it shows you what at least investors are thinking the company will do. So earnings season is very important. Okay, then they report their expenses. Okay, all right, there's a lot more to being in business than just selling a product, isn't there? All of you out there who either own a company or who work for a company, sales are nice. And a lot of times those salesmen are racking up commissions for sales. They're not too worried about how much those sales cost. But the bean counters and the operating officers at the company and the people that are in charge of making a product and staying within budget so that the product is profitable, their eye is on expenses, direct expenses. Can they buy cheaper materials to make it and still get the same quality? Can they lop off a middle management guy here or there to trim expenses? Can they move a plant overseas to cut down on those fixed costs? And what's left over are earnings. Hopefully there's earnings at the company. And of course, when those companies report their earnings, it will be divided by the number of shares that are out there, and we'll get an earnings per share report. And those earnings per share will be compared once again with the same quarter last year. and with those all-important earnings expectations. And you can look up what those expectations are on any of the financial websites. What's the consensus quarterly estimate for your companies? You might want to write that down. And the date that they'll be reporting. So you can watch those stocks trade in the days leading up to earnings. If it starts to sell off on the days leading up to their actual earnings report, you might want to sit up and take notice. Maybe get that stock out of the portfolio before the big plunge happens. But all in all, it's part of owning stocks, earnings season. Welcome to it. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. As we get ready for earnings season, yeah, we've seen some sell-off here in the market here after the 4th of July weekend. It's definitely something to sit up and take notice. More important, though, than looking at the Dow and how much it's up or down, I've said this many, many times, it's more important to take a look at your individual stocks. And I've already seen a couple that are giving me some heartburn here this morning. I'll probably be making a couple of sells here today. You know what? Stocks can turn really, really fast on you. What you don't want to have happen is to have them slip away, and before you know it, they're down 38% or 45% or 53%. That's why I'm here every single day. I wrote about it in my newsletter over the weekend, what my day consists of and what I do, looking at the things that I own. Hey, I would love to own the same portfolio that I start the year with and end the year with that same exact portfolio, but it's just not possible anymore in today's world with all the technical analysis, with all the news that's so rapidly available at fingertips of investors. Not only news, but also it seems like there's information out there floating around in the message boards or in the chat rooms or whatever that seem to tip stocks one way or the other. That's all I can do is sit back and observe. I use my ranking system to see if a stock is rising in rank or falling in rank. I take a look at a snapshot of the company, a one-year photograph that shows how the stock is behaving. Is it in an uptrend? Is it in a sideways trend? Or is it in a downtrend? Or is it starting to turn? There's the key point. Is an uptrend turning into a downtrend? That is a major danger sign. Conversely, is a downtrend turning into an uptrend? Or is a sideways trend starting to break out? That's why I feel like the more stocks that I can look at on a daily basis, the better armed I am to make good decisions. And I try like heck to say, no, this is a good stock, stick with it. But you know what? You don't want to get married to a stock either. You don't want something to all of a sudden be spiraling out of control. And you're saying, well, now I'm in it for the long run. No, that's not good thinking. Because it can take a long, long time for a stock to come back from a steep, steep sell-off. I try to cut my losers quickly. And I try to let my winners run as long as they'll run. As long as they're running, there's no use in selling them. But we have to be keenly aware of any change in the direction of trend lines. And that comes by, there's no other way than by looking at those trend lines constantly. Regularly. The stock I want to talk about next has been in the news here recently. I don't wear a watch. You know what? With all of the time, either I'm on the radio or I'm watching down the countdown to the close of the market, I usually know what time it is within 5 or 10 minutes. I just don't wear a watch. But other people, to them, a watch is a very important piece of jewelry. Or it's a very important device that keeps them on time, on schedule, so they can plan their day. These seem to be really good time planners that are constantly looking at their watch. Well, guess who's coming out with the watch? I mean, it's been talked about now ad nauseum, and finally Apple is going to come out with the iWatch. Is it something you're going to need? Is it something that you're going to run out and get? sounds kind of interesting to me, actually. They could sell me on this one. If it does some of the things that it says the rumors say it's going to do, it's got my interest. But you know what? You have to look at a stock kind of holistically. It's not good to just look at one little item and say, gee, is this a game changer for this company? Which I don't think the Apple Watch, the iWatch, is a game changer. But let's look at the company on a holistic, from a holistic point of view right now, performance, value, stock chart, and see how it adds up at the current time. Apple, earlier this year, was going nowhere. In fact, I was looking at the history of my tweets on Apple so far this year. Back in April, beginning of April. Now, this is right after all of the high-tech stocks and the high PE, the highfalutin stocks sold off. I sent out a tweet that I said, you would think this move towards low PE stocks would benefit Apple. Apple at the time had a PE ratio of 13. I said, you would think that this stock would be getting some love, but it is not yet. It's currently ranked 495, and I currently have no position in it. Well, that turned out to be a pretty prophetic statement back on April the 3rd of this year. Back on April the 3rd of this year, Apple was trading. Let's see where Apple was trading at. On April the 3rd, Apple was trading at about $76 per share. Now it's $95 per share. Just 3 weeks later, I had no other tweets on the stock between then and the next tweet that I sent out on April the 28th. I said, very, very impressive breakout on Apple. Number 64 overall. And then I mentioned that I had no position in the stock yet, but it certainly had caught my eye. It was now number 64. You know, that's a really important, a real valuable part of the app is you can look up any stock and you can scroll down and see if it's caught my eye lately. To see if I've featured it on my radio show recently. And if I did, you can click on it and watch my feature. You can see if I've written a story about the stock. I write a lot of articles during the course of the year. If I have, you can click on it. There's the story. If you don't see any comments whatsoever on the stock, that's probably not a very good thing, is it? So that's a pretty valuable part of the number two app in the world from in the financial sector, grossing the Best Stocks Now app. Did I announce when I finally bought it? I'd said again, another big breakout, very nice breakout. That was on May the 19th. May the 27th, I said the stock continues to sizzle. I featured it on my show this morning. And then at some point in time, I announced that I was long the stock again. I've owned it many times in the past. And how does Apple look today? Well, the performance has been sensational. It has a performance grade of A, and it currently has a momentum grade of A-. In fact, so far this year, the stock is up 21%, while the market's up like what? 4, 5, 6, somewhere in there, about 6 right now. Apple's up 21%, hence the big momentum grade. The valuation is still quite good. It's still trading at just 13.9 times forward earnings in a market that wants low PE stocks, and it wants large cap stocks, and it wants stocks that pay a dividend yield. Apple pays 2.1%. Out of 3,840 stocks, Apple comes in at number 71. And it gets an A rating, and it's a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. So far we've talked a little bit about earnings season and what it means and what to look for and how to handle the individual companies that you own within your portfolio. I think it's a good idea to know the date that your companies will be reporting earnings. That's easily found. There's earnings calendars out there somewhere you can look up your stock or your stocks, and when they'll be reporting their earnings. And you can watch that stock trade in the days leading up to the earnings, the actual earnings, and kind of get a clue to see, you know, how's it trading in advance? What are the investors looking at? Does it look like they're going to exceed earnings? Or does it look like maybe there's an ominous black cloud hanging over the company before earnings season? And then, of course, when a company actually does report, you kind of want to know where those estimates were. Yeah, they'll usually announce. They'll say, company beats by 8 cents. Well, you know, if it was 25 cents and they came in at 33 cents, they beat by 8 cents. And then you want to see how that stock reacts and act accordingly. And, of course, another big thing that is important during the earnings season is what the company has to say, the words that are attached to the numbers that are reported, because we'll get a lot of clues. Just think of Alcoa. We'll get a lot of clues from them as to the current health of the U.S. economy. That's another big report we'll be watching for coming up is GDP. In the first quarter of this year, it was down 2.9%. Another down quarter means we're in recession. I don't know of anybody that expects the next quarter, the quarter that just ended, to have been a negative quarter. We have no estimates yet whatsoever, but the consensus is somewhere between 2 and 4%. So we'll just have to see where that second quarter of 2014 comes in at. That will also give us a good idea of where we're at in this economy, because here's something we know. This current bull market is 5 years, 4 months old, and it's not going to last forever. Some people say the market runs in 7-year cycles. I wish it was that easy. I wish the market would announce when it's going to start entering, going from a bull phase to a bear phase, but it doesn't. And I wrote at length in my newsletter over the weekend. You can go to my website, pwstreet.com, and read that article. I went through the signs to look for when this 5-year, 4-month-old bull starts to turn into a bear. Because we don't want to ride it down 50, 60%. We don't want to see a 79% sell-off in the NASDAQ like we saw in 2000 and 2001. And we don't want to see a 53% sell-off like we saw in the S&P in 2000, 2008. We want to look for those warning signs before it erodes that much. And I listed those different warning signs and what we'll be looking for in the weeks and months, and maybe even years ahead. Maybe the bull market still has years in it. Maybe it has days. Maybe its days are numbered. Maybe it has months. I don't know. I take it a day at a time, a week at a time. Suffice it to say, I've been right about it for the last 5 years and 4 months. I'm not one of the doomsday guys, because I haven't seen the signs that doomsday is around the corner. If I see those signs, you'll hear it from me. I'll be telling you, hey, it's time to lock in, move to cash, sell, buy some of those inverse funds in some of these areas that are so dang vulnerable right now. We just play it by ear. We watch for the signs. We observe. We look at the rankings of the asset classes on a daily basis. We look at a ranking of the sectors on a daily basis. and we look for the signs from the individual stocks on a daily basis. One of the leading sectors in the market so far this year has been the chip sector, the semiconductor sector. And I can just say that historically, the semiconductor sector has been a low PE sector. It's not one of those sectors that trades at 80 to 90 times earnings like the social media stocks or the dot-com stocks. We've had some really good success. Intel. We don't own Intel, but Intel is a good example of a low PE chip stock, PE of 17, that's been hitting new highs recently. Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM, is another one I own here at Gunderson Capital Management with the PE of 18. It's been hitting new highs recently. I'm going to feature a stock today that I've never featured before during the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, even though it's a $10 billion company. It's probably one that's not at the tip of your tongue, or one that gets a lot of press, or one that's written about or talked about a lot on CNBC or on the financial channels. It's a company that's headquartered in Taiwan. It's a Taiwanese producer of advanced substrate, lead frame-based IC packaging, IC testing, and contract manufacturing services. A chip maker. It's $10 billion in market cap. The name of the company is Advanced Semiconductor Engineering. The symbol is ASX, and it is a stock that I own in my speculative trading account. Why do you own it in your speculative trading account and not in your big, large cap conservative account? Well, it's a $6.74 stock. It does pay a dividend yield of 1.8%. It doesn't trade real heavy volume. I'm just looking at the volume here so far today, 127,000 shares. That makes it a little bit difficult for an institutional investor like myself to go in and buy a chunk of it for my clients here at Gunderson Capital Management. But I do own it, and I watch it every day, and I have looked for some opportunities to maybe add to my position. But the more important part of this story is, why do I own it? Well, you know me. I have a simple formula. In fact, I go through the same template day after day. In my book, a stock has to be performing. It has to have good performance numbers. It has to have good valuations to support higher numbers down the road. And it has to have a good, healthy stock chart. Therefore, it has to rank very highly in the grading system and ranking system that I invented called Best Stocks Now, which again is the number two app in the world of financial grossing apps. I gotta believe there's tens of thousands of financial apps out there. Let's begin with the performance of the stock. It currently has a momentum grade of A. Because over the last 12 months, it's up 79.6%. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 22% per year. The market's only delivered 17% per year. And over the last 10 years, the stock has doubled the performance of the S&P 500 by returning 12.6% per year, while the market's delivered 5.9%. It passes my performance test. In fact, as I look at the strongest stocks in the market today, ASX gets a momentum grade of A. It's at the top of the class. It's in the top 7% of all the companies out there as far as performance goes. But we don't end the story with performance. We could go to commercial break right now and say, we've got one. It's a top performer. No, that's not how we work here. It also has to make sense from a value point of view. ASX is currently trading at 13 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 20% per year over the next 5 years, meaning that it's a pretty good growth at a reasonable price stock. We measure that with something called the PEG ratio. It's simply the forward PE of 13 divided by the annual growth rate of 20, and we get a PEG ratio of less than 1. We get 0.65, meaning that it's growth at a reasonable price. I have a 5-year target price on the stock of just over $12. It's currently trading at $6.74. There's no guarantees that it will get there, but stocks trade on expectations, and right now that's where the expectations are for Advanced Semiconductor. Taiwan's also gotten a little bit of boost here recently with the news that Samsung may be out of the loop at Apple and some of these Taiwanese foundries, especially Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM, might be getting a bigger piece of the Apple pie. In fact, I wrote an article to this effect for MarketWatch. You might want to look that up. ASX also pays a little bit of a dividend yield, 2.2%, which is a big plus in the market in 2014. There's no guarantees. I don't make recommendations on the air, but I give example after example of what I consider to be best stocks now. And Advanced Semiconductor currently comes in at number 75 out of 3,840 stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to address the sell-off that we've had in the market here as we approach earnings season. Yeah, it's troublesome. You know, I've said many times when a market crosses over a major milestone, that always makes me more vigilant. I wrote about this at length in my newsletter. Man, if you're looking for clues as to when it's time to jump out and run for cover, that the bull is turning to a bear, you want to read the newsletter that I sent out last weekend. You can get the newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Of course, the newsletter is a snapshot in time of how the market looked at the end of that week. And that was a week that we obviously closed at new all-time highs on the S&P 500 and on the Dow. But it also makes me sit up and take notice. You've heard the old adage, when a high school pitcher from Texas is on the cover of Sports Illustrated, it's almost guaranteed that he'll blow out his elbow the following week. Or when a rookie is on the cover of Sports Illustrated from football, it's usually the end of his career. You know, there's just something about that. And it's said it all the time in the stock market. When headlines are showing new all-time highs, that's a time to sit up and take notice and be worried a little bit. Now, I'm worried all the time about the market. That's why I'm not out on the golf course today. I'm here looking at everything that I own, watching for those signs, which I outlined in my newsletter over the weekend. But you also can't take one or two days and say this is a new trend. One or two days does not a new trend make. One or two days comes along all the time. Can you imagine over the last 5 years and 4 months how many times we've had 1, 2 day, even 1 week, 2 week sell-offs in the market, and yet the bull remained intact, didn't it? You can't take one or two days and panic. You have to step back and you have to look at the bigger picture, which we do every single week. Every week when I send out my newsletter, I step back and take the bigger picture look and I put things into perspective for you. I let you act accordingly, but I always give you my opinion of whether or not I think that the bull market is still intact. The track record is for 5 years and 4 months, I've told you every single week that the bull market is still intact. as it's plowed its way ahead from 666 to 1,966, 1,300 points along the way. I never said that the bull market is over and then it's time to run for the sidelines. There were times when I put up a yellow flag and got cautious. There were times when I added a few hedges to my portfolio. There were times when I raised some cash along the way, just in the name of caution. But I've been invested all along the way, and I am not a buy and hold kind of guy. I don't believe in buy and hold and ride through markets, good or bad, the index investing method or the asset allocation method. I believe in going where the action is, and the action has been in the stock market for the last 5 years, 3 months. I show that 5-year chart of the market every single week, and then I dive down into the asset classes and see if they're changing at all. I dive down into the sectors to see if they're changing at all. I go through hundreds and hundreds of individual stocks to see if they're changing at all. Are we going from offense to defense? Are we going from defense to offense? And obviously, when we get a few nasty days in the market, it's disturbing. But there's times when you have to ride through nasty days in the market if they're not trend changers. I can say this, we have very light volume in the market this week. I think a lot of traders took a little bit more than a 3-day weekend as we approach earnings season. They're saying, you know what, let's just kind of sit back here and take a wait and see attitude. Therefore, if there's just a little bit of selling on a day when there's not a whole lot of activity going on in the market, it can be magnified and it can look a whole lot worse than it already is. And how can you tell whether it's really snotty, bad stuff that you need to sit up and take notice of, or whether it's just, hey, there's very light volume today and there's very, it shows up in the individual stocks, which I can already tell this is going to be a long day. I've spent extra time on all my holdings today, looking at the charts, looking at the accumulation distribution, looking at various things like rankings, valuations, etc., and making a lot of individual decisions today, which I've also said many, many times. I'm also not a guy that's either all in cash or fully invested. I make my decisions, lots of little decisions. I'm not the guy who calls up and says, sell everything, go to cash, the market's been down 2 days in a row, I'm nervous as hell. No, that's not the way to do it. That's amateur hour right there. Those are the kind of people that change their portfolio time after time and react to every little sell-off in the market. And when they look back over the last 5 years, 4 months, they should have said, you know what, if I wouldn't have reacted so many times, I'd be a lot further ahead than where I am today. So it's a fine line. You can't ignore down days in the market. At the same time, you can't take a couple of days and say, a new trend has developed. And instead, you have to step back every once in a while. You have to look at all of the evidence. You got to weigh it all out, and you got to see which way the scale tips. Does it tip towards bull? Does it tip towards bear? It's tipped towards bull for 5 years, 4 months, but it won't last forever. And we keep our eyes wide open and we continue to look for the signs that the bull market is beginning to falter. You'll hear about it here. Couple bad days, yeah, no fun. But in the overall scheme of things, is it really a game changer at this point in time? Well, you know, in this week's newsletter, we'll address that once again. And on a daily basis, we'll address it here on the radio show. That's why you want to be on the weekly mailing list of the newsletter. We mail out thousands of newsletters every Saturday morning. You can get the newsletter by going to pwstreet.com. And if you want a proactive money manager and not a reactive money manager and not one that rides through thick and thin with your money, I'm 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. best. Have a great day.
Not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.